Adam coming back at you again. It's been a while. Glad to be back. Had a baby girl in the process, so it's been quite a road for me to get back into the touch and go world, getting a chance to talk with you guys out there. But even though I've been devoid of the airwaves, I have had a chance to really sink my teeth into a lot of the posts on the Facebook group and taking a look at some of the stuff on the website and just getting out there and talking to the guys and gals that are networking and what is going on in their lives. And one of the things that I've seen recently that's really been discussed is a lot of people are taking a look at where to go in the transition period from maybe being in the military or leaving the military and that time in between and not really knowing what the next step is. Now, I'm a big believer in you can't learn everything through talking to somebody or getting everybody's advice, because it's not worth, it's worth what you pay for it, right? I think one of the big things is taking that next step, that chance, and experiencing it for yourself. With that said, it's nice to have a little bit of a guide going in. This is kind of what this touch and go is going to discuss, is where to spend that layover time. So who are the options, or who are your options out there really? There's the regionals, there's the ACMI carriers, there's some low-cost carriers possibly, some contract work for Part 135, maybe even a Part 91 operator that you can go get a job with if you're really wanting to get to one of those major career, quote-unquote, carriers out there and finish off and stay there for the rest of your life. Those are all options. Some of them are much more challenging to get to. Some of the ACMI carriers, like Atlas, my former company, that's not a place where you can just go and pick up a job tomorrow. They do have some competition to get there. And some of the low-cost carriers, same thing. Spirit is also a place where you could go, but it's not overnight that you're going to get that job, because they have competition for those jobs. They pay well, they're good quality of life, and people like working for them. With that being said, it doesn't mean that you probably shouldn't apply, especially if you're a military guy who's wanting to make that next or that first step out. Just go give it a try. Here's a newsflash to the military folk out there. You can quit if you don't like it. You don't have to stay. If you don't like being a regional pilot, you don't have to stay doing that. Let's say you go do the regional thing for 6 months and you realize you want to go be a lawyer or a chemist, or you want to work at Starbucks, or you want to come work for the pilot network. We're not hiring, but if we were, you could possibly do that. You don't have to stay at that job. You can try something totally new and get out of aviation completely. There's plenty of guys who've done that before. What I'm saying is you need to go try some of these options on for size to see if it's what you want to do. Also, there's a lot of lifestyle stuff that you may really like working for the regionals, where you do a lot of continental United States flying, not a lot of long haul stuff like that. The ACMIs, you're going to be doing a lot of long haul, a lot of over the ocean stuff, gone for a long period of time, but you get a lot of time off in between. So that might be your jam. The contract work is the same thing. Go on sitting somewhere for a while. So take a look at those, dig deep, do your research, check out what Part 135 operations are hiring, what ACMI carrier is really looking for people. And if you have questions, you want to dig deeper into some of what those acronyms even mean, hit us up. Take a chance. Write me a quick message on Facebook or shoot me an email at heyguys@thepilotnetwork. The next thing I think you need to look at is, how does it really help me or hurt me? And obviously there's money. Regional carriers, we know, aren't the highest paying out there, especially for the military guys who will take a pay cut. Well, you might take a pay cut no matter what. There's a great article by Jason Depew on Aviation Bull out there about that first year at Delta and how that all melded together for him. I think that will explain a lot. It may not do so much for the regional carriers, but you will have something to kind of base your choice off of. And maybe you can start doing the subtraction and long division, fractions and diffeqs or whatever the hell else kind of math you want to do to get down to the exact number. But it'll give you an idea of what you can expect in a first year at a major carrier. And then you can do the math from there and look at what the hourly rate is for an Envoy, for instance, or something like that, and see where you're going to stand. But think of the time building opportunities, the type ratings, which some people I don't think they're as important as maybe they used to be, but it shows that breadth of experience, especially if you don't have a lot out there. And then for our military guys, especially recency, proficiency, that's going to be huge. If you've been out of the cockpit for a while, that is something that's really important. Even if it's not directly looked at by an airline, it's something that you're showing you're getting back into the swing of things. And that's important. That means something to them. You're showing that this is what your passion is, that you want to do that going forward. Finally, in this kind of W's question, the who, where, what, why, when, all that good stuff, and the how, I guess, is what are your goals from this venture? Are you going to accept the fact that maybe, what if you never get the call from a major? You are not recent enough and you're a little older and you may stay with that regional or that ACMI carrier or that contract job for a while. Maybe that is your career progression, your final stop, as it were. And if that's going to happen, or let's say there's a black swan event where there's furloughs or something like that occurs and you're stuck, are you okay with that? Is that something that you can live with for the rest of your life? Is your family okay with that? I would say it's something that we all need to take stock of and check, hey, can I do this for the rest of my career if I have no other options? That will help make a lot of decisions for you. And that's a lot of what it did for me. That's why I didn't stay at Atlas. I knew that I couldn't do that style of flying for the rest of my life. Actually, the style of flying was fine. It was the night stuff that just ate me up and I could no longer do that. And that's why I decided, okay, I want to divest myself from the whole package hauling industry, just because I couldn't do the night flying like I thought I could. I thought that was going to be my thing, and unfortunately it wasn't. I'm envious of the guys who can do it, because I love that lifestyle. The nights sucked for me. Can I endure what one person's pleasure might be that's my pain, or vice versa? For instance, a lot of guys complain about commuting, and the statement that comes back is, well, if you're commuting and you hate it so much, move to your domicile. Well, that might not be a reality for you. It might be a challenge due to family or other reasons that you just can't up and move to your domicile. Totally fine, right? The way I look at it is, I love commuting. I'm not a commute hater. Would it be nicer to drive to work? For sure. But commuting to me is a chance to be productive. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I write stuff down. I do stuff for the Pilot Network while I'm commuting. I work on my side businesses, my side projects, my side passions, to give me a chance to be with family and dedicated family when I'm at home. And that, to me, is something that I look forward to on my commutes. Wouldn't be able to do that otherwise. And I think when you start looking at it like that, you will have a newfound respect for what it is you can tolerate and what you maybe cannot. So think of that as you're going through this too, especially if you're going into one of those commuter jobs where you might have to commute to reserve. Is this something you really want to do? Can you make that valuable time? Or if you're going to be sitting deadheading around the world in an ACMI carrier, can you make use of that time? Or is that time too much dead time that you're not going to want to enjoy? Or if you're flying contract work over in Africa and the internet connection is terrible and you have something that you like to do at home, or you are an avid musician and you like to upload music to iTunes or whatever, all that stuff combined can cause you to choose something else instead of maybe the idea that you had originally. So keep that all in mind. In summary, the big thing that I think people need to do when they compare everything that we kind of just talked about, the randomness of that stuff, is stick with whatever it is you choose for a little while. See if it's what you like, if it's what you're tolerant of, what you want to do, if it's going to help you achieve the goal that you want of maybe flying for a legacy carrier or finding the career position that you like in that particular place, and enjoy it. Enjoy the ups and the downs of this new environment that you're in. It's having a new job can be a lot of fun. Sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle, but most times it should be a lot of fun. So take those into account when you're going through that process of what options do I have out there and which ones should I take advantage of. such a cool experience that you're going through right now. A lot of us would be are envious to get back and kind of do that again. So I'm sort of really happy where we're at as well. When you combine it all together, it makes for one hell of a ride. Again, guys, if you have questions, hit us up on Facebook, at the Facebook group. You can always write us an email at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org, or you can email me personally, adam@thepilotnetwork.org, or matt@thepilotnetwork.org. Don't be afraid. Questions, requests, if you guys want to hear something specific on the podcast, or you want us to do something in the future, that's what we're here to do. We're here to increase your networking capacity, capability, and desire to do so. Fly safe, everybody. Talk to you soon.